welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padgett in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Information from the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales, here in Australia, advises that high frequency propagation and in association with solar activity continues to be at a very low level. Geomagnetic conditions were quiet in the Australian region recently, and mostly quiet in the Antarctic region. Global geomagnetic activity is expected to be mostly quiet in the immediate future. Unsettled periods are possible later on in this month, and will arrive at the Earth at the end of 11 July. That's July 11 due to coronal hole effects. Maximum usable frequencies have been mostly near monthly predicted figures to mildly enhanced levels. And moderate depressions are also observed mostly at high latitudes in the northern hemisphere. And mostly normal high frequency propagation conditions are expected for the short term. The indicators are the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has dropped to zero. That's zero. Nothing. No sunspots. And the 10.7 solar radio flux has fallen to 67. That's 67. It says, the IPS says, there are no currently numbered regions, sunspot regions, on the visible disk of the Sun, and no active regions are expected to rotate onto the visible disk very soon. And very low solar activity is expected for the remainder of this month. So that's the story about continuing low levels of sunspot activity, and it just means that high frequency conditions or high frequency transmissions on long distance paths, on darkness or semi-darkness routes, on frequencies above about 10 megahertz will continue to be unreliable. On the other hand, frequencies above about 10 megahertz on daylight paths will be somewhat more satisfactory. To open our broadcast this time, here's some information concerning monitoring observations made here in Melbourne recently during our post-sunrise window. Quite good reception on the 31 and 41 metre bands. 2200 to 2230. This is what we heard. 9330 American station WBCQ with programs in Russian, broadcasting via the Wolverton, England relay station. Very strong signals here. 9320, the Voice of America from Tanang in the Philippines with its morning service in Cambodian. 9420, the Voice of Greece from Athens with its international service in Greek. 9500, China National Radio Network 1, quite good reception and on other frequencies as well in that band. And 9515, China National Radio Network 2. 9535, China Radio International, that's the international service in Japanese from Jiang. And 9565, the American station Radio Marti, broadcasting to Cuba in Spanish from the Americas. 9570, another frequency for China Radio International. from the Awunki relay station in French. A 9610, a relatively unusual frequency for China National Radio Network 8, that's the internal service, broadcasting in Mongolian. 9625, another frequency for the Voice of America from Tanang in Chinese, it's in the Philippines. 9 in Victoria. To open our broadcast this time, here's some information concerning monitoring observations made here in Melbourne recently during our post-sunrise window. Quite good reception on the 31 and 41 metre bands, 2200 to 2230. This is what we heard. 9330, American station, WBCQ, with programs in Russian, broadcasting via the Wolverton, England relay station. Very strong signals here. 9320, the Voice of America from Tanang in the Philippines, with its morning service in Cambodian. 9420, the Voice of Greece from Athens, with its international service in Greek. 9500, China National Radio Network 1, quite good reception and on other frequencies as well in that band. And 9515, China National Radio Network 2. 9535, China Radio International, that's the international service in Japanese from Jiang. And 9565, the American station Radio Marti, broadcasting to Cuba in Spanish from the Americas. 9570, another frequency for China Radio International from the Awunki relay station in French. And 9610, a relatively unusual frequency for China National Radio Network 8, that's the internal service, broadcasting in Mongolian. 9625, another frequency for the Voice of America from Tanang in Chinese, it's in the Philippines. 9635, the Voice of Vietnam, the domestic service in local languages. 9640, China Radio International, broadcasting in Spanish from the Kashi transmitting station. And 9665, another domestic service for China Radio National, China National Radio, this is CNR Network 5 in Chinese. 9735, an interesting service here, is the Vatican Radio, broadcasting from a relay in Asia by the Tanang Philippines station, with its morning programs in Chinese to Asia. 9790, Radio Romania International with English. And 9820, another frequency for China Radio National Network 2. And Network 1 is on 9830 and 9860. And 9900, Radio Taiwan International, broadcasting in Chinese. Now in the following period, that's between 2200 and 2230, the signals in the 41 metre band, quite a number of signals audible here in Melbourne. 7470, Radio Free Asia, broadcasting in Tibetan from the Kuwait relay station. 9445, the BBC, broadcasting from the Tanang Philippines relay station in English. Quite a number of international broadcasting stations in Europe now using the IBB's facilities in the Philippines. 7410, the Vatican Radio in Chinese, this time directly from Santa Maria di Galleria in the Vatican for programs in Asia. And it complements the frequency we mentioned a moment ago, where it was broadcasting in the same language or same transmission from the Philippines. 7395 China Radio International from Urumqi in Chinese. And the station also heard on 7325 in Chinese from Kunming. Esperanto programs from China Radio International, not often heard on shortwave these days. I think it's one of the few stations still using Esperanto. Anyway, 7300, broadcasting from the Kashi transmitting station. And 7265, China National Radio Network 2. 7215, another frequency for China Radio International, in Chinese, from Kunming. And 7250, yet another frequency, from Urumqi in Portuguese. And the 49 metre band, two signals of interest there. 6015 WBCQ from Wolferton in Arabic. That's the same transmission we noted recently on 9330, also from Wolferton. That's right, Wolferton in Arabic. And 5995, an Asian political broadcasting station known as the Voice of Hope, broadcasting to Korea in Korean. Well, that was a summary of some signals noted in the morning period here in Melbourne between 2200 and 2230. And quite good reception in that time period, which is just after sunrise here in Victoria. That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.